Yes, Colin Hughes. I was involved heavily with the Kokonarup Memorial Project, and we're standing here now outside the wings on the main entrance to the memorial. These wings were designed by Richenda Goldfinch in Ravensthorpe, and they were produced locally by two companies and erected by myself.
And the wings themselves, they tell the story of what happened here 135 years ago in quite a succinct form. But let's go for a little bit of a walk and we can find out what else is along this walk trail which was unveiled here today.
Yes, certainly.
Now, one of the first things I see here is some mallee fowls that are sort of spread out, but they're not the mallee fowls that we need to be wary and protect. Tell us a bit about these.
Yeah, these mallee fowl, they're a symbol of one of the families that lived here at Kokonarup, and the other ones that were, of course, the eagles. So those are synonymous to most of the families that lived in this area.
And, of course, they're not real birds.
Oh, no, they're cutouts and they're most securely anchored to Australia. So hopefully they won't be able to be taken away.
Now, we're starting the walk here, the memorial walk. Tell us how far it goes. How far are we going to walk?
The walk is basically a loop, anti-clockwise, and it's 250 metres in length. And there are 10 plaques along the track, with various quotes by the 10 families that lived in the area back in the early days.
Well, let's get ourselves going. Now, we're walking across some rocky ground here. Who chose the path?
This was done by a gentleman from Albany. Jesse Brampton was his name, or is his name, and he was basically contracted by the Aboriginal Affairs to set out a trail and obviously produce these beautiful memorial plaques. And I'm very pleased with the result of the whole trek.
And as we walk past the first of the quotes from the Eads families, we are just off the edge of the highway here near the Phillips River, about 15 kilometres to the west of Ravensthorpe. Given that we are in, I suppose, relative bushland, it is a very significant site for the Noongar people. Must have been a few hurdles to go through to get this project to fruition.
Yes, that's correct. There's a lot of T's that had to be crossed, a lot of I's to be dotted before all the text was accepted by one and all. And then, of course, I guess the system of how these plaques were placed along the trek. So they certainly stand out well in the bush.
There have been a couple of hundred people here today and a number of them children doing this walk. What do you think their thoughts are about this hushed secret, I suppose, that's now out in the open?
I think from this point on, the stories will remain, but there's a new page in the book, and that is of the reconciliation. And now we travel forward as one, so hopefully the children, both Noongar and the white person, will have one story to tell from this point on.
Well, let's continue our walk.
Here we have another mallee fowl.
Now we're walking through some quite thick scrub here. Did you clear all this by hand?
I did actually, yes. And it was all removed from the pathway. It's not something that has been simply lifted and thrown to the side. It's all been taken away on wheelbarrows, hundreds of them. And to give us a clean path on both sides of the walkway.
How long did it take?
Oh, that took me 3 days actually to actually cut this trek.
Yeah. The 250 metres.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
3 long days?
Very long days, yeah.
Now we're coming up to the halfway point of the walk trail, and this is a walk trail that's open to everyone, to the public, to tourists, but I understand that nearby there is something very special that you've created that certainly isn't for everyone.
That's correct, yes. I was asked to clear a piece of bush in a specific spot chosen by the elders of the Noongars and created a stone circle there for them so they can go there and sit and reflect on times gone by and current days, of course.
And certainly a lot of those Noongar people here at the memorial launch today. So have any of them wandered out to use it as yet?
I think it's been kept a bit of a secret at this stage, but no doubt the word will get around.
Now we've come to the end of the walk, the last of the plaques. Will you read this one for us?
Certainly. This is by Carol Peterson. In the ashes of the fires, in the footsteps of the sand, in the flames of our tomorrow, is the joining of our hands. Black and white, one heart we share, for a land we love and care. Destined to beat in unity and peace, dancing shadows fly by my dreams. Rest in peace, our people of the past.
And again, that was by Carol Peterson. And that comes to the end, I suppose, the walk trail here, which you've put so much work into. What do you hope happens to the future of this walk trail?
I hope that many, many people will come and respect the purpose of this memorial and go away with happy hearts and spread the word around to do not pass by. Just come in and have a look and learn of what happened here.